This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
See dealer for details.
With the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, I should say nothing but the truth. There are a few things that we twist and turn here. I know the ladies would be happy to tell you that I twist things around every once in a while. But just for entertainment purposes only. That's what happens here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen with the bitter truth. The truth. When it shows up, I suppose we all have a choice, maybe. We were talking about this. I'm trying to wrestle with this in my mind as to how people hear what is said, whether it's what I say or what other people say and how it's taken by people. I was going to start the hour off by saying, Victoria, compliment central, Doug Steffen in charge.
I mean, you could start a service of insulting people.
Yes, that's it. I could, actually. I used to be much better at it than I am now. Anyway, we are attempting here to refute the evidence, maybe take apart things that are not what they what some people think they are, and to give you the best example I can come up with is what we said about having those the cocktail and how that was borne out. Some things are where we're on it, and some things we aren't. That's what's going to happen. There's so much information flying around. Matter of fact. One of the things that is, I suppose, a bright light in this, that the job opportunities for people, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I look at the stock market every day in the various indices, whether it's S&P or the Russell 500 or the Dow Jones, and the stocks that are trending up are usually are either the stuff from technology or healthcare. And I noticed that,
P&G.
So Governor Cuomo has underscored this. He says they need a million more healthcare workers in his state alone. Wow. And, you know, when you look at the numbers there, a couple of days ago, 250, 300 people were dying a day, and now it's 1,000, 1,200, 1,400, that sort of thing.
Well, it's because they're building all these new hospitals, and so they need people to work in them. The same thing's happening in California, and Gavin Newsom, actually, I think that's maybe where Mario Cuomo even got the idea. Gavin Newsom said, we're bringing in retired people from the healthcare industry, people who come back to work, and then we're also taking students from nursing schools, from med school. Now's the time for them to step up, so... That's because when you have all these new places popping up, you need someone to service the people who are going to be utilizing the beds.
Yeah, we had 80,000, it's probably more than that now, but 80,000 people volunteered at to come out of retirement and work in New York,
really?
Which is wonderful.
In New Jersey? Really?
No, New York. Yeah, 80,000 people in New York. But if you think about what that really means, that means retired people who are probably older. They're now volunteering to go to the front lines, and this is a war, and so they're volunteering to put themselves at risk. They're risking the health and well-being of their own families to help other people. I think it's the ultimate selfless act, and I just have nothing but the utmost praise and respect for people who are doing that. But you know, like Governor Cuomo said, if you're a healthcare worker and you can come to New York right now, a lot of hotels. Have basically volunteered to put people up, medical professionals put them up free and just give them the Four Seasons, Yotel. There's a whole bunch of the St. Regis, really nice hotels. So, you know, it's a win-win. You can stay in a fabulous hotel suite. But he also said, you know, once we hit the apex, because New York is so far ahead of everybody else in terms of the numbers, once that apex hits, then he said, we're going to send New Yorkers and the New York workers to whatever your state is. We're going to help you. We're going to all work together. And
yeah,
so you're going to probably see this like...
follow the curve for sure.
Where right. And so we're going to see this kind of caravan happening around the country of where to go next. Right now, I don't know where the numbers are in California, Jen, but I know New Jersey, I think, is still in second place, which makes sense because so many people commute
close
in and out
New
of New York.
Connecticut's not faring too well.
And then Connecticut would probably be the next stop. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you look at the people who are successful, I'm going to take this apart demographically for a minute. The young nurses that are just getting out of nursing school that aren't attached to anybody, this is an ideal opportunity for you to really make your mark. But you're going to work around the clock. It's like being a resident when you're coming up through training as a doctor and they're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's do they sleep on an empty bed that somebody may have just died in the hospital to get a nap. And so that's kind of what's going on. I was reading the story of a nurse who is in one of the local hospitals around here. She writes about stress. She complains about the supply shortages here. And then she talks about the hope, even though she knows there's going to be a surge of patients because Massachusetts has not hit its apex yet. I don't think none of the states. The states in the United States have hit it by any stretch of the imagination. But she sent a picture along of her coworkers. That's the woman, I'm going to guess by looking at her, maybe in her late 40s, early 50s. They've all designed and made their own masks because they didn't have any, so they made their own. They have headgear. They're wearing outfits that they've created themselves because, you know, there's no laundry keeping up with all of the things. They need to change their garments several times a day.
It's supposed to be in between each patient.
Every patient,
and
yeah,
they can't
exactly.
do it. They just don't have the supplies.
No. Anyway, this lady has been, so I'm going to say she's in her 50s because she's been in nursing for 33 years. Her name, interestingly enough, is Marlena Pellegrino, Victoria. What's Lewis's last name? Pellegrini?
Pellegrino,
yeah, that's what I thought.
Like the water. Unfortunately, not related to that family, but.
You mean you want to marry him for money?
Oh. Well, I did ask.
Did you?
I was like, oh, any relation? I enjoy your water.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, this woman, just I thought it was interesting because it's an individual story. Everybody's got a story to tell. There'll be tons of books that'll be written after this is all over. The preparation, the surge here is expected the middle of the month, if the numbers go the way they have gone in places that have peaked and gone back down. Like everybody's studying Italy, for example, because they're on their way down on the other side of the slope. What does that portend for New York or New Jersey or Massachusetts or California? No, I don't think
the problem with there's a double-edged sword in New York right now because the cases were doubling every day, and then people started social distancing, so then it was every 2 days, every 4 days. Now it's like every 6 to 8 days it's doubling, which is good in a sense because we're definitely slowing it down, but the problem is it prolongs the apex. And so they just don't know when it's going to actually hit that apex.
And get rid of it with using the cocktail that we were talking about. That'll help slow it down because that'll get it out of your system.
Well, yeah, and you know what? People don't talk about this, and this is where I find a little ray of light and hope, and this is why people around the country are watching Governor Cuomo's press, conferences every day. He always ends with good, some good thought and some good news, and he said people aren't talking about this, but over, I think it's 5,000 people have been to the hospital in New York, been treated and released, and now they're home. We don't talk that much about who gets released from the hospital. We kind of only, the images of ventilators and things like that.
A few days ago, there were 1,000 cases that popped up in a one-day period of people who recovered from this. So we have to look at those numbers, too.
I want to go back to the nurses for a second and just use this as an example and how these people are saints. This particular hospital in Worcester has 840 nurses on staff. They are all scheduled for 7 days a week. They are on flex schedules so that they're on 14 hours. They're off, 10. They're off 10 hours. They sleep at the hospital or at a nearby hotel, and they have a meal, and then they come back again. That's how they're handling it there. They're not doing anything. They've canceled everything except anything that has to do with the virus. And that's what, for the foreseeable future, that's what they say these people are going to do. They have no contact with their families, no friends. It's all work. And That's what they signed on for. I don't see anybody complaining here. They just know they are in
the
service.
The only complaints that I have from personal friends who are working in New York hospitals is just the lack of the PPE that we keep talking about, the personal protection equipment.
Yep.
That's just, you know, the only...
this woman mentioned it. She didn't complain about it, but she was mentioning it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there is the appropriateness, speaking of who's doing what to whom here, I think it is, we were talking about who's going to be managing the $2 trillion thing. There's also a focus on the Justice Department investigating the stock trades by U.S. senators before the nosedive. The senator and his wife, this first one I'm looking at here, is Richard Burr.
Yeah, it was Richard Burr from North Carolina, Kelly Loeffler, who's actually the new senator who was just appointed in Georgia, and she's the wife of someone who is the CEO,
of the stock exchange.
Oh, wow.
Kind of interesting. And then, Dianne Feinstein, who's our senator in California.
And Inhofe.
James Inhofe, yeah.
Yeah. So they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
I think I forget about him because I don't think he sold off all that much for some reason. I don't know, but he's somehow classified in that group as well.
Well, the Burr guy, I mean, for him to say he sat on those, he's in that, whatever the committee is that got the initial reports coming out of China. Yeah. You know, to say his quote was something stupid like, oh, well, I didn't base it on anything from the meetings. I just based it on, like, you know, on my own, instincts.
Shut up. And you sound stupid if you say, who's going to believe that?
Yeah, exactly.
The Your Hidden Power show, which is one of the adjuncts to this program, has a podcast. And speaking about stock picking, the most recent one has to do with how you can use astrology to pick stocks. You want the info? Go to the most recent Your Hidden Power show at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get iTunes and so many eyes, Spotify, but you know what I'm saying, wherever you get podcasts. Do we all go to the same places? Where do you guys go when you go to listen to podcasts? Kara, where do you listen to podcasts?
I normally just look up on I don't go on Spotify to look. I normally just go on the Apple podcast app because it's already on my phone. It's just easy to look there. Yeah.
That's where you find them. It's 19 after the hour. As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
I'm Andy Solomon. With schools closing across the country because of the COVID-19 virus, parents are suddenly faced with the challenge of keeping their children occupied, and more importantly, learning at home. Pam Rogeman, Dean, College of Education, University of Phoenix, says that regardless of their age, keeping normal school hours for learning should be priority.
Keep learning as a part of your children's day. Use teacher lesson plans and interactive apps. Conduct simple science experiments around the house. Keep reading and writing skills high by assigning books and journals, then schedule time as a family to discuss.
This can also be a great opportunity to introduce new skills. Teach your children how to cook, garden, or play a new sport. You don't need to run out and spend money on a science kit or workbook. You probably already have what you need around your home.
Don't forget to continue to be a role model for your child. Model the behavior you want them to do. Limit your screen time, stay busy during your scheduled work time, and remain calm.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/COVID-19.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore.
If somebody has come on the scene fairly lately, do you agree, ladies? Lizzo is fairly new to the music scene.
Since last year, yeah.
Yeah. She is the subject of our first musical composition here. We get into the music portion of this hour of the program. Every hour we have devoted to some musical stories. And this one has Lizzo thanking medical staffers for working to combat the virus. She's donating lunches to hospitals around the country. She posted a montage video on Instagram that documented medical workers at the University of Washington Medical Center, at Montlake Emergency Department, at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, with their delivered meals. Shout out to our heroes, she captioned. She linked the post the World Health Organization's Solidarity Response Fund. Lizzo also donated meals to Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, saying, quote, "You guys are putting yourself on the front line, so because of that, I wanted to treat you all to a meal. Lunch on me. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being our heroes in this story." And then, let's see here. The Health University, Fairview University at Minnesota Medical Center thanked Lizzo, who lived in Minneapolis, apparently, for a number of years. They posted a picture with their lunches and wrote with a picture, quote, "That moment when you're working the ER and Lizzo surprises you by sending over some lunch." Well, that's good. She says she plans on sending meals to more hospitals. So has she become really very successful in the last year or so? You're saying,
oh, yeah.
She's
mm-hmm. Yeah. Really kind of came out of nowhere. And then
yeah,
just,
that's what I thought.
Yep. But it's. I think it's, Kara and I were just talking about this during the break, too. You know, the last thing that doctors and nurses and medical staff right now have to worry about it's what to eat. And so when pizza just arrives or a lunch just shows up and you don't have to think about it and you can just have a delicious lunch and then get back to the sobering realities, it makes a real difference.
Yeah.
I know in our tech report we talked about doing, you know, going on to the Slice app and sending pizza to a local medical facility. It really can change, you know, lift the spirits of the workers for just even one day. It's a big deal.
Absolutely. Yep. 26 after here on the DJB program. All right, next up, Demi Lovato says she thought long and hard about whether to stick to the release date of her latest Fable Ticks fashion line?
Fabletics.
Them too.
Fable Ticks?
Well, that's how it's
called. Who the hell would name a fashion line Fable Ticks?
It's like Letics, like athletics, and it's fab. Fabletics.
The funniest
what
thing
is so damn
I
know. Funny about
who,
that's how it's done, spelled?
Who would start a business called Fable Ticks?
Who the hell knows? There's a lot of crazy names for businesses. All right, then you.
Oh, my God.
All right, you guys tell the story, then I'll keep quiet. Left it to
well,
me.
Well, Kara's actually a fan of Fabletics.
Do you use them?
Yeah, I use them all the time. They're actually pretty good, and they've got a sweet deal, especially if you use multiple email addresses to get two pairs of leggings for $24. But anyway, I follow them on Instagram, so I saw this yesterday, that she has a couple lines with them in the past, and I guess they came out with a new line, but she wasn't sure if she should release it and promote, you know, new clothes while all of this is going on. So I guess they decided the best way to do it was to go ahead with it, and then I think it's $5 from every purchase is donated to Victoria.
Yeah,
you know exactly
world,
who it's donated
world
to?
Yeah,
the
World
Solidarity,
Solidarity
the world
Response
Fund.
Fund.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same
that,
one.
That fund is raising money to buy gear, like the PPE and things like that. So it's, yeah, it's wonderful. So the pledge is going to go up to $125,000 now through June 30th. So if everyone's working out at home, if you do need some stuff, sign up for Fabletics, and you know, $5 will of everything you buy, it's going to go to a really good cause.
Just Google Fable Ticks, you'll get to the place for that.
That was cute. I like it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Again.
We'll meet again tomorrow for the same thing. 28 minutes after the hour on the fabulous Fable Ticker. Fable Licket.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top infectious disease specialist says the nation needs to prepare for the possibility that 100,000 people will die as a result of coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci speaking at a White House briefing yesterday.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number.
As of last night, federal officials say around 4,000 people in the United States had died of the illness, a big portion of that number in New York. No major damage reported, but Idaho has been shaken by an earthquake, a 6.5 quake last evening. Outside Boise was followed about 30 minutes later by a magnitude 4.8 aftershock. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. We're all about half crazy. Kids are bouncing off the wall. Yoga's done got canceled. Mama's pacing down the hall. Homeschool's now in session and I'm pulling out my hair. It's halfway through the morning, I'm still in my underwear. Stay home, stay,
stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together, no friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. That's
the
chorus.
Did you pull up the lyrics?
I did, in fact. Well, they're in the sheet here. But I actually, I committed them there fairly early. It's pretty easy stuff to remember. It's a new song by Big and Rich. If you're not familiar with it, I think you'll hear a lot of it. Certainly will hear it, because I think it pretty much encapsulates what's going on. Listen a little more of the lyric line. Go ahead, Karen.
No reason in the world for you to run.
Together,
no friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
Come on.
John Rich, Big and Rich. I think that'll be our anthem for a while. There's another tune that Carole King has just released. It's her adaptation of You're So Far Away. for the circumstance that we find ourselves in. Song, right?
Yep.
This first came out in the 1970s, I want to say. 71, 72, like in there. I was a jock. I remember playing it a lot. And then, and this is an appropriate remix, remake of it, an adaptation for the age that we're in. Carole King and You're So Far Away. So that one and the Big and Rich one certainly is going to have a place here. That's a good tune. It's 37 after the hour. DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I was looking at a number of reports or stories from people. I guess it started with my own daughter homeschooling her five-year-old son, my grandson, Miles, and then thinking about what other people are doing. So there are a lot of different stories around. You can find them as to because a lot of people want to know what to do. That's, you know, parents who don't have any background in this. My family's an educational family. Megan's mother was a teacher. I was a teacher. Tony stayed in it for most of her career, although she did become a lawyer when she wanted to figure out how to get a divorce. But other than that, she pretty much spent her entire time with children that are Miles' age, actually. They're first graders and second and third graders. And so if you have children that are that age, or any age, I guess, and you're wondering what to do, I think there are a lot of resources. Most of the public school systems have got treatises on how to do it, and many of them are often
like...
Well,
and a lot are doing curriculum, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, but the other problem is there are like over a million kids who are not in any schooling right now. So,
yes.
Because this is a time in education where we're seeing the real glaring effects of the wealth divide. You know, kids who go to private school, they're all on Zoom. They're doing online learning. Kids in some public schools are doing it too.
Yeah.
Other kids are totally left behind. If you're at an inner city school, you're completely left behind. So it's next year, I think we're going to start to see a real gap in the education levels of certain kids.
So
one thing
what
that's
do?
Really good, though, is
how
that cable companies are giving... Well, cable companies are giving away free Wi-Fi so that kids can stay up with their studies, but there's a huge...
Are they? That's the question. Are they staying up with their studies, or are the parents putting them off in a room somewhere
right.
because they're pulling out their hair? They don't know what to do with them. Everybody's home. So they stick them in the room with an iPad or with an i-something, and they let them watch whatever they want to watch, which is an absolutely moronic. The worst thing you can do is let your child free without having the skill of knowing or not having the supervision of knowing what it is that they need to be exposed to. For example, my grandson has just recently been exposed to anything on video. He watches a few educational cartoons, and when I was there, Megan and I have had this conversation for years about what happens to a child's brain if you expose them to too much of this stuff before they're four or five. And she and I agreed on it. And so under the circumstances, Miles wasn't exposed to anything. Now I started over the winter to have him watch Sesame Street with me a little bit because I remember a lot of the characters and we can relate over the characters. And there's certainly a great lessons to be learned if you only allow, let's say, 15 minutes at a time to watch the stuff. But some parents are putting their children 3, 4, 5 hours a day in a room and turn on the thing and they go out and, you know, do whatever else it is. Very selfish.
I know it.
Well, it's also, but sometimes, you know, look, I know it's easy for us to judge and say, oh, that's selfish. But do you know how many parents are at home and two parents are trying to work?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have friends with toddlers and, you know, and both of them are working full time.
Megan
and
Matthew are. They're teaching from home. And so they, one of them takes miles for a while, and the other one does his or her work, and that's how they.
Well, they're lucky if they can do that schedule, because you know, my friend is, you know, who has a toddler. She's a teacher. She's teaching all day long. So it's not that easy.
But there's other stuff that you can do. Jeff's kids are also home, and he's upset because the curriculum they're giving the kids through LA Unified is only, it's taking each kid about an hour and 45 minutes. But what he's done is he's making them read for an hour.
Yeah.
They both get to pick a book, and they're reading.
Who picks their book?
Well, they pick it together. Obviously, it's something they're interested in, but it's a book that they read. Their Taekwondo class has been sending home videos, so half-hour exercise videos for each kid based on their Taekwondo level, which I think is fantastic. And then there's a whole lot of other resources. We were talking about it the other day. If you go to any of the major museums or zoos, they have online tours. So I was like, why don't you make the kids do a tour of an art museum and then write, a paper or replicate the art and try to draw it or, create something like that. Or they're very enterprising. They like to make things. So figure out something that you can make and write like a business plan for it. What are you going to do to sell it? Those types of things I think are really cool and active and fun. And maybe they're not part of the everyday curriculum, but you're still learning something when you do it.
Yeah. And then... those are all very constructive ideas. We're just coming up with ideas here for you folks to hopefully judge and gear whatever you're doing as a parent or as a partner or working, whatever it is. Come up with ideas that maybe help you a little bit. The food that you're ordering. One of the things that I think we're all aware of, or hopefully we are, is we were talking about the pizza delivery. Now, that's all carb. And if you're ordering all carbs and you're not getting the exercise we were just talking about, you're going to get pretty heavy. So maybe being aware of not eating so much buttery pasta or comfort foods, because we want to be comfortable, and eating cheese on pizza, pretty comforting. I love, as I said
before.
I think
we're having pizza tonight because we've talked about it so much already today on the show. All I want is pizza now.
Pizza, yep. But what happens if... mom and dad crash, and the husband says, I need a break from this. Or the wife says, I need a break from this. Excuse me, what are you going to do? What do you do? What is it? None of us are husband and wife teams here that have children, so maybe we're not the ones to give out. I'm just looking for some things that come from parents who are going through this experience that's non-judgmental. And that's...
I don't know. My friends with little ones, especially all my friends in New York City that, have at least, one little one or two young kids in, you're trapped in an apartment, and there are very few big apartments in New York City. Everything's pretty close quarters. So, two parents working all day long, dealing with kids, trying to keep them sane, keep them entertained. And then, still having to work more after the kids go to bed at night. My friend sent me her schedule yesterday, and I almost cried for her. It's just unbelievable of what some people have to go through right now. It's a very stressful time.
There's a book that's just been published called, this is it, the headline across the top of the book, A Judgment-Free Guide to Stress-Free Parenting. And the title of the book is You Can't F Blunk Up Your Kids. And in it, she goes through a lot of things about, how much access they should have to screens and, that sort of thing. So there are all kinds of do's and don'ts out there, that's for sure. And we try to pick little ones here and there every day that will be a help. In a moment, what's going on at retailers around the country? That's coming up here. Dr. Ken Kronaus and the podcast from Good Day Health at gooddayhealth.com, or also Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, the focus on the telehealth medicine that's now becoming part of the mainstay with the doctors and their staffs. And also he goes into the drugs that we've been talking about. The key to getting rid of the virus apparently are these two old drugs, malaria drug and Z-Pak. So that's all explained in detail at the most recent podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. You can get it at Apple or iTunes or iHeart or wherever you get your podcasts. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so what's going on at major retailers around the country? There may be more closing their doors because of what's going on. Tens of thousands of workers are out. Kohl's, for example, furloughing 85,000 of their employees. Gap is furloughing 80,000. JCPenney furloughing has done some already. They're putting some more out starting later this week. The majority of its hourly employees will stay home. Some corporate staff as well. Macy's, 125,000 workers are out on, I know, are they on the street? They're collecting, but they're not, if they're furloughed, that means they're not getting paid.
Right.
Right? Or is that part of this whole
No,
thing
they're not getting paid, but
they
get
can
to
apply, yeah, unemployment, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they can keep their health insurance usually for
right.
however long
3 months,
it's determined.
Something
I
like
mean,
that.
If you think about it, so many people... This is why we just don't have a healthcare system that works. So many people have no insurance right now.
Yeah. Food for thought, 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert
Hazard also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's dog and pet time. Or the dog and pony show. Don't move. It's Warren Eckstein from the pet show here on the DJV program. Nicest story of the week I saw was this dog in Florida named Simba. Have you heard this story? Found. She was lost in Florida, missing for more than 2 months. Was found last week in Michigan, 1,400 miles away from her home. She was found in a township north of Flint. Apparently the woman who saw her lured her over with a snack and took the animal to a clinic, and the animal had a chip. And so this is the lesson, Warren. You keep talking about everybody should chip their dog. This is a very expensive dog. I'm trying to I read what kind it was. Now I can't find it, but it's a Canary Mastiff. Good looking dog. Usually buy them $1,400-$1,500. So they had it chipped. However, can you imagine the dog walk? How does the dog survive?
This was a large breed of dog. Okay, it's a very assertive breed. Excuse me, it's an assertive breed of dog as well. So my guess here is the dog was stolen. And these are the type of dogs that people that are involved with dog fights and breeding and those type of dogs would want to have. So that's my gut reaction. I've heard this before. So the dog was probably stolen, transported, wasn't reacting, whatever, got out of the car, and that's how he wound up so far away.
Wow. Imagine that. Well, it's a good reunion. Kind of a good lesson, too, about chipping your dog. Also, the new Cadbury Easter Bunny dog, that two-legged dog named Cadbury, did you see the story? about
what
this.
A great idea that they decided to use a dog with challenges for the Cadbury. I think it's a super idea. It's about time. There's so many dogs out there and cats with challenges. One of my friends started Pets with Disabilities. They're based in Maryland. They just do amazing, amazing work. And you know what? There's no such thing as a disabled animal. People think they're disabled, but they come around and respond amazingly well.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of stories there are as we talk about people sort of being cooped up. You were just saying off the air, you've been in the house 19 days without going out. The dogs are obviously helpful. I wonder how many people who may be alone might be served well at this time to adopt a dog.
Adopt is a good time. Up.
That's the good news, Victoria.
It
exactly.
Is. That's great.
But here's the challenge, okay? Adoption's a way up. Adoption's actually doubled. Foster's a way up. But here's the problem. There's still way too many cats at shelters. So people are fostering and we're apt to adopt dogs, puppies, even older dogs. But for some reason, I just got an email the other day from American Humane saying, Warren, listen, the bottom line is we still need to get these cats out of these shelters. So if you have some room in your home, foster, adopt, be a foster failure like Victoria, whatever you want to do. Just adopt or pick up a cat. Yeah, they really need to get out of the shelters at this point.
I noticed that Ellen DeGeneres has launched a new Instagram account that's dedicated to adopting animals. She announced this. It's called @PawsUp. Have you seen this? Do you know her, Warren? You know pretty much everybody out there. So
she's a big I've met her a couple of. She's a big animal lover. She was involved with a couple of different pet products. In fact, she has a brand new product line coming out in Petco
and
not too distant future.
Super cute stuff. We've got a bunch of it.
So she's a big animal lover. Anything anyone does, as far as I'm concerned, anything anyone does to help the animals, I'm on their side at this point. And there are so many people doing it. I mean, people, you hear names like Ellen DeGeneres. I have a friend of mine that runs the Brittany Foundation in L.A. She probably does more work for finding homes for dogs and cats, but you never hear about her. But there are so many unsung heroes out there, which are great, but it's also good when people like Ellen and other people, celebrity-wise, step up.
All right, so I'm going to take a page from your book. You gave me a great entree to talk about unsung heroes. You are one of those people. The Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, I don't know how many of you folks who follow Warren know how generous he is. He has a line of vitamins and minerals for dogs and cats called Hugs and Kisses that you can get. And if you donate $10, $20, whatever it is, he sends you a doggy poop bag or something from his collection of weird stuff. He has been so wonderful. He has helped a lot of animals. And at this time, I don't want us to forget the animals that are in need. That's why I started the conversation with the adoption and all the other things. So please, if you feel like you want to give to something that's worthwhile and you love animals, go to Hugs and Kisses Fund, I think. Isn't that it?
Hugs and Kisses AnimalFund.org.
Right. Okay. And give what you can to help Warren help pets that are in need. And that's why I tip my hat to you. One of the reasons I love you. You're a great guy. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.